my name is Raghuvanshi Malik, and I work as a script supervisor, and that's what I did on Mirzapur season.
My name is Rohit Babu. I work as an assistant director, and in Mirzapur season 2, I worked as a chorus.
Hi, my name is Suresh Paraswani. I was the DA. I was one of the DAs on Mirzapur 2.
So I'm Swayam. I was the other third AD alongside Rohit Babu.
Hi, I'm Zara, and I was the second on Mirzapur 2.
Welcome to Wild Tapes. This is a very special episode because it's the first time we have, and we can call you guys an ensemble instead of ADs. It's the first time ADs are going to be interviewed for a show. So this is very exciting, and Sadhya and I are very excited to actually have you guys here. Already, मैंने दो एपिसोड देख के गालियाँ उठा ली है शो से. मैं दो दिन से बहुत गालियाँ दे रही हूँ. तो मैं I want to know if you guys had picked up the lingo while, like, you guys were shooting of the script, you know.
I'd actually, to that, I would say that the only outlet for me personally to bring out that lingo somewhere was the call sheet messages. Mm-hmm. I remember putting like some quotes in that call sheet, which was very Mirzapur lingo. So, yeah, but otherwise, everyone was really like, you know, sophisticated and professional.
You guys to be not talking like them at all.
We wanted to, and in the hotel rooms we did, but not on the sets.
Yeah.
I use the word Sumri a lot.
Sumri.
Sumri is like, yeah.
Kopcha.
So when I first joined Mirzapur 2 and I got the script, okay, and like the script is full of abuses, right? Like, all the kinds you can think of. And there was this one character, uska description tha ki us character ko hame ek chutiya dena tha. And I'm sorry, I'm going to abuse this.
Go for it. Like, this episode
cannot. And I've read that word as chutiya. And I'm just thinking that why would anyone want to have a character with chutiya written on that person, right? So I've given that requirement also to the hair and makeup team. So chutiya likhenge.
Are you serious?
Yeah. And yes, I'm not joking. Because yeah. I was like, ki Mirzapur hai, toh matlab kuch bhi ho sakta hai, like whatever. My breakdown, and she said, no, I asked her, I said, why would you want to give a character with chutiya written on the face? And then she's like, chutiya nahi hai wo, chutiya hai, usko hum chutiya denge. And I just felt like, oh shit.
Chutiya hota kya hai?
Chutiya.
Oh, chutiya.
Chutiya.
I think
abhi pata chal sakta hai, kisi ke saath bhi ho sakta hai.
See, you have to change the spelling in season 3.
Now I know who you're talking about also, Zara.
I'm not taking names.
I know Suraj and I have had this discussion. So when I first became friends with Suraj, used to use this thing a lot. Ye bhi theek hai. And then when I was watching the show, I was like, ye to yahan se churaya hai isne. So what was that? And I know there's a very interesting story behind that dialogue also. Can you like tell us a little bit about that, Suraj?
Yeah, I mean, so it's kind of weird for me because so season 1 ke time pe we had one more AD named Heather Nakui, and he used to use this a lot. Like, you know, koi bhi kuch baat hoye, ye bhi theek hai, ye bhi theek hai. But what happened was, hum logo ko ye ek cheez pata thi, Priyanshu had come to meet Puneet sir for a script reading session. And that is where Priyanshu told Puneet sir that, you know, this is something that I've used it during my theater days in one of his roles. And that's how he came up with that. And then this just became a thing. Today, I don't know, it feels also really weird that ye line actually main bahut famous ho chuki hai already.
Yeah, there are memes around it.
My first AD has used this ye bhi theek hai so many times today, like on the walkie, everything like ye bhi theek hai. So yeah,
it has a very calming effect.
But what about you, Rohit? Did you pick up any lingo?
I did not pick any lingo, but I witnessed something very special, which also became a very popular meme, like firsthand, which is Lodu Lalit. So since on the day of the shoot, when the sequence was happening, the scene was happening of Lodu Lalit, so I was the one who was given clap at that time. And a day before that, Divendu had a very tough days, you know, 2-3 days, and he was very tired actually. And he was very frustrated, you know, at that we were shooting in SL studio and all that. So, and he was just getting irritated and stuff like that. So he just out of, you know, he just improvised. And, you know, and this is just completely out of frustration because we were waiting for Lalit, the actor who's been Lalit, to come on set. So he was taking time. So he was like, Lodu Lalit. Like, you know, that's how it came. Then he actually used it on scene, you know, then. So, yeah.
That was interpretation really came out.
Yeah. I feel improvisation sare actors ki kamal ki hai because I think they've lived the characters before in season 1 and season 2 mein bas unko pata tha sirf ek point chahiye tha ki yahan kahan pe hum log apna wacky side use kar sakte hain.
I think Suraj, from where you are also speaking, is very interesting because you have seen season 1 also and you have seen season 2 also, right? You've been a part of both of them. So for you, it's also interesting to understand that for actors, it was just picking up from one step to another. So you got to see the entire process of it, and it wasn't new for you since you end up working with the director very closely as
With the director.
Yeah.
What about you, Raghu, since you were the script soup and, you know, you were so close, tied to the script. What about you? What was your experience like working on this set?
The first time I met directors who knew their shots. I mean, this is definitely the first time, and it's sad that this was the first time that I met directors who knew what they were going after. But the truth is that both the directors, Guru as well as Mihir, they just know their coverage, and that really eases my life as a script supervisor. If I know roughly, I mean, again, I'm not saying that a director must always know where they would have their cuts. There are times when directors may not know, but then there needs to be a rough timeline that they need to have in mind, to sort of, decide where, they will most likely have their cuts. And that kind of really helps the script soup to maintain continuity.
Interesting. So I think we can move on to Swayam. I want to ask you, since you were the third AD, one of the third ADs, how did you handle the crowd? Because there are so many scenes where there is like just massive crowd. And I'm like, personally, I'm very scared of, such a situation on shoots. So how did you, can you tell us a little bit about your experience of how did you handle that?
Well, it was overwhelming initially. But to be very honest, it's an illusion. There is actually not so many people. It's actually
really,
an illusion.
How many people are you handling?
Max. No, at max, I think what Babu, we had like 100 people max. I think 80 to 100 people max. We had maybe on a very heavy day, we had rally days, we had like 110.
Can I just say, CM speech, I think,
And most of it just went into a montage. Most of it went into a montage. So you don't really like get the chance to absorb it as much. But handling the crowd was fun at points where, there was a good understanding crowd, especially in UP. When we were shooting in UP, there were a lot of locals and, interesting characters even I got to interact with, basically because they were also, they had like a different idea of what's going on. They are not really there for Mirzapur Banra. They're just like, people who are just there to be. Yeah, and somewhat I kind of really didn't feel like they're treated like people also. They're sort of treated like props. So I got the chance to be the good guy and be like, well, I'll treat you like people.
That's true.
That's a very nice thought, actually. Yeah.
And I met a guy also who gave me like a ring. I still had that ring and he told me like, "Ye rakho, tum bahut aage jaoge." Thank you. And I was like a lucky charm. And I remember Rupali saw that and I'm like, okay, this is a weird interaction. And REP saw that and I'm like, "So, what are you even up to? Why are you like taking things from these people?" It's supposed to be like, And that's in those moments I used to be like wrong place, wrong time sometimes. But yeah, mm-hmm. So that was.
But how did you like? Was there any at any given point of time? Was there any time things didn't work out because you were handling so many people? Things didn't work out. Like there were people who were supposed to be at a particular location and they weren't there. So what was there any situation like that?
Happened a lot. I think Saurabh and even Babu and even I think Guru sir stepped in once when you were handling the crowd in one place. I don't remember that location, but it was the place where we shot Munna Madhuri. Yeah.
Munna Madhuri on the stage.
So Guru sir stepped in and he's like, "Wo wale logo ko bhi," and like energizing people. And Saurabh has this huge, like he screams at the top of his lungs and he's, yeah. Because it's mushkil ho jata hai log.
Lal phool, neela phool, munna phool,
beautiful.
Rohit Babu, I think Rohit is one person I've heard too much about from everybody. Sab jab rahe hain Rohit ka naam. Rohit, would you like to tell us what did you exactly do? I know you were working with the action props and all of that. So, but like I have no idea. Even when I'm asking you this question, what is it? The range of things that you had to handle. So, can you like take us through briefly? I lost my sentence, but yeah, you got it.
No, it's AKT Scorpio.
Yeah. So I was handling picture vehicles, action and SFX, and prosthetic department. So these were the I was coordinating for
bus.
The department.
Bus, bro.
Bus.
Thoda clap de lena tha ek do episode.
Aur kabhi kabhi clap.
Clap bhi haan. But so I was not handling. Action props per se, that particularly comes under the art department. I was handling just the stunts, yeah. Whatever the stunts were, stunts and special effects. So, okay. So that go hand in hand in the action department. So yeah, so basically it's, yep. So action SFX and prosthetic was something that was the first time I really worked upon as an AD. So before this, all my projects, either I was in the picture vehicles, juniors, you know, art department, you know, all those things. So this was something entirely new to me. And that was the biggest challenge for me, you know, because when you basically, the problem in the beginning is ki you don't certainly understand certain lingos and jargons of, you know, how to basically communicate with the HODs, you know.
Yeah.
Right.
So it becomes difficult at the beginning. And you're also scared and nervous not to let anyone know also, okay, so you don't know about this. So you basically, you know, so I got a lot of help from Suraj and Saurabh as well because they had worked on season one. So I used to go to them and ask, okay, what does this exactly do? You know, how does this come out to be? So things like that. So yeah, so in a month or two, at least I got to know about the technicalities of how things usually function. But it was completely different ball game when we are on set because when you execute it, it's just haywire. So yeah, things.
So it was very different from the prep that you did. That means.
Yes, actually, it was different.
Something that you mentioned, Rohit, before I think when we were doing the pre also was that you were handling all the guns. No,
I was not handling the guns. The guns was handling by.
Swayam.
Yeah. Bandook pistol.
Bandook pistol pe aati hu main.
Nandu ji.
Special mention.
Nandu ji.
I think special mention milna chahiye Nandu ji ko. He's the 60
man.
Ansari ji. Nandu ji is this 60-year-old man. Probably 60, 65 utne hi hoenge. Aur wo ek bag mein शर्ट पैंट पहन के चलते हैं बंदूकें लेके चलते हैं नो बड़ी
बंदूकें नहीं
हाँ प्रॉपर और लोकल में लेके आते थे
लोकल में
पता नहीं क्या बोल रहे हो मुझे नहीं मालूम
अभी वो इमेजिन नहीं कर पाया
MP5
ब्रीफकेस में उनके ब्रीफकेस में गन है
हाँ हाँ
अपना लाइसेंस फ्लैश करते थे ऐसे आई हैव लाइसेंस
डिड दोस गन्स वर्क एक्चुअली
The blanks basically just make the sound and there is the muzzle and the, at the end of it.
Yeah.
Just for the effect and the feel for the actor also is there because it's heavy like a proper gun.
Oh, that's so cool.
Or like a flash. Aawaz bhi aati hai.
Arey, haan, but when they were shooting in the show, there has to be some reference na ki abhi nikla hai goli to kuch hota tha
kya? It happened. Yeah, there's blanks at the end of the hole, like the gun hole. There is like the muzzle is also there. And there's a big sound. Like jab bhi fire karte the, toh, Rohit Menon used to be like on the side, he used to announce like there's going to be a fire. And then everyone's going to be alert about it. No, don't panic. It's not real fire. It's like gun, like shooting wali fire.
मेरे को लगता है दिन में ये 50 बार होता होगा.
बहुत मिर्जापुर है.
गन का बिजनेस है उनका.
But moving on to Zara. Zara is the star of this show. Let's just make that clear.
No.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Ruksana, baby.
Let's have a round of applause for Zara.
Ruksana, baby. Special clap.
So Zara, how was your experience? Because I know like this was one of the first shoots that you did and it was such a heavy shoot, I'm pretty sure. Mirzapur matlab shoot ho raha hai. How is it for you as being a costume AD on a set like Mirzapur?
So like I said, this was my first project, like my first full like a long format project. So I thought I knew what I was getting into and actually it wasn't. I had no idea the amount of the scale of the show. I mean, now that when I look back, I'm like, okay, it wasn't that bad. But Mirzapur 2 was an experience. Like, good, bad, both. But I did grow a lot in terms of work and also in terms of a person, like what was my biggest learning, which really helps me even now, is that how I've become very okay to actors screaming and yelling at me because and my first AD screaming at me because the actors are getting late. So I'm like Mirzapur 2 prepared me for that. Like I initially used to feel very bad that, you know, like, oh my god, my actors are not on time, it's my fault, and if someone is late, it's my fault. But I think and if someone's in a bad mood, they'll come and scream at you, they'll bang the door on your face, they'll say don't disturb me for 15 minutes, and you know, you have to deal with all of that. So but like when I think about it, that oh my god, I survived Mirzapur 2.
Pretty cool. But so how is your relationship by the end of the show? How is your relationship with the actors, and how did you like you say that, you know, you were like quite okay, it was pretty normalized after a point of time. So how was that?
So initially I had a lot of oh my god, I'm gonna meet Pankaj Tripathi, and I went to Ali Fazal's house and Shweta Tripathi and all of that. So once I got over that and we started meeting them like regularly, I realized they are very normal people. And and actually they don't have any of those really starry tantrums, like they'll come. Like they were like, you know, you sort of get to know them after working with them for some time. So like when Devendu would come on set, on location, I knew that Devendu needs like this 10 minutes where he doesn't want anyone to talk to. And then only you enter the vanity. So, and then like I had mentioned before, that Shweta always wants this positive, you know, calm thing. Then Rasika doesn't like anyone disturbing her till like, if she says 2 hours, then 2 hours. But she'll be ready in those 2 hours. And she'll come on time. So it once you understand an actor's temperament, it's it gets easier, I guess. But like every day is
a new challenge.
And what was your relationship with Raghu on set? Actually, I want to ask the both of you, like, because you know he was continuity and you were costume. How was that working out? Did he ever scream or did you guys like have like a tiff or something? You don't have to go into this. This is not a serious question. This is a fun question.
Like, that's what Raghu never screamed. Like, maximum, he would make me sit down and he'd be like, okay, ye kaise hua? Like, tumhe pata nahi hai ki beard is important. Like, you should have maintained it. And then I'm just like, oh, fuck. I don't know how to react to this. But he would never be like, you horrible person. And, you know, like,
I think it gets easier also when you have a very supportive team. Because on long form, you know, when you come from an ad background, if you do, or you directly end up on a shoot, it's very overwhelming and intimidating, like you mentioned, with actors and all. So having a team as a support is very.
Yeah, like our first day was at SL, and I remember walking in, and I have like these vanities, and it was super, super. And I remember my first day on set, and I'm just like, so you get the walkie and you do walkie check, right?
Yeah.
I'm not used to this. So I'm like, hello, hello, hello. Like, hello, hello, kya bol rahe ho? Walkie check bolo.
Adgi, do you want to say anything?
No, I don't want to. I don't want to go back on sets also. Suraj, since you were a DA, you have seen the process of, you know, the pre, the production and the post. Tell us a little bit about it. How is it? How is it when you began? Because you were also a part of season one, which is kind of like a cool thing. So how is your journey like? What is the trajectory like for you?
Yeah. So, like, we loved the script of season one. Like, you know, wo bhi aisi kuch cheez thi ki, okay, we're making something big, we're doing something big. It was big in terms of the story. And we knew that it was going to kick in with the people in UP and everything because of the dialect and, yeah, like other things. Because it had such interesting characters. Season two, mein, my favorite thing was to see them, like, you know, evolve as characters. Because season one is more like a setup. And season two, mein, we were actually like seeing those characters live. Like, you know, just be there. Like, I still remember season two, mein, one of the most special things was when we started shooting and we were supposed to shoot some scene with Gudu and Golu in the Shekhu Nai salon. And I still remember Gudu, when he came out of his vanity van for the first time, he came out with his walking stick. And ye mandatory tha Gudu ka ki, Ali, that he would use his walking stick while coming on the set and while going back to his vanity. He wouldn't leave the character. So just seeing those things, like, you know, improvisations, a lot of things, and just be more free. I still remember this one of those short breakdown meetings, and our DOP Sanjay sir, he just said that, you know, go mad, go wagged out. We are going to do something crazy. Like, you know, don't think the basic template. New cheeze try karte hain, yehi time hai, try karte hain, new try karte hain. And that's how I think, yeah.
All that everyone's happened. Attitude was like that.
Hmm. Yeah, everyone's attitude was like that. Like, sabke sab Mirzapur 2 ko banana chahte the. Like, there was nothing, like, you know, like, everybody was working towards that goal. And how to make it better, because hum logo actually mein nahi pata tha ki season 1 itna bada ho gaya. And, like, you know, those things started coming out, like Mirzapur season 2, MS2W, like Mirzapur 2 when, and we had this pressure, oh fuck, agar ye kharab ho gaya to kya hoga? Like, you know, because season 1 and season 2 are a little different. It's not like, like, they live in the same,
will always
they
be
are
different.
The same worlds.
Yeah.
But in terms of treatment, that, because season 1 mein jo hota hai, yeah, like, that's what I'm saying. Season 1 mein jo hota hai, end mein, season 2 had to be like this. Like, I mean, it needs to be a little matured. Because usse pehle, wo kehte na hum log UP ki language mein ki londe the isse pehle sare ke sare. Abhi inke saath kuch ho gaya tha. Matlab life ke andar. To ve log aadmi ban rahe the. Jaake. So, sabke sabki jo pole thi, wo khul rahi thi. Kisi ka kuch ho raha tha, kisi ka kuch ho raha tha. So, sabke darker sides hum logo ko season 2 mein zyada dekhne ko mile. So, yeah. That was, in terms of shooting also, there were lot of interesting things. Like, I mean, sabke sab yaar, it was a 77-day shoot. Like, you know, shooting almost 6 to 7 pages every day. I mean,
7-8 pages.
Yes. Wow.
It was
that's a lot of pages
for that experience. Yeah. Sometimes 11 pages if we had 2 units.
Has anybody given suggestion ki arey bhai isko aise maar sakte hai? Because everybody's death is very differently done. Like, it's very gory, right?
Babu, I probably. Think so. I think he contributed to torture tools.
No, there's nothing. Like, I think everything, each and everything you see has come from both the directors, Guru and Meer.
Oh, no.
And also Puneet, sir.
Yeah.
And also, if there are any inputs of how to execute it, then the main master behind it was Guru sir and Manohar sir, the action director, especially for action scenes.
Yeah. Actually, the torch killing scene, no? Where Barry pulls out that torch.
Oh, that was real.
I remember that they wanted to stick to the script so much. Guru sir just kept on going for another take till he got that one piece, like through the torch to the through the mouth of that guy, Guddu dikh raha hai. Uske liye itna unhone baar baar take liya tha. He wanted to get that one, and when we saw that, when we saw that on the Shogun, ki ab mil gaya, like they wanted to stick to the script so much. Like they just wanted to keep
Now I remember there is one scene which was on the script, the one action scene, which we didn't execute in terms of like what we see on the film. But that was basically, it was written on the script, but the directors changed it verbally.
Yeah, yeah.
So the Bauji killing scene.
Yeah.
So technically, initially, Bina was killing Bauji through an when you grind the chutney ke liye jo wo hota hai na, the slab.
Yeah, yeah.
She had that slab and she used to take the slab and smashes on Bauji's.
Even CD bar was not like in the script, like how it's shown.
CD bar is also quite different.
But it's not something we came on the day of shoot and you know.
Exactly.
It was seen much before.
Or ऐसा नहीं था कि script पे किसी को मरना था लेकिन on set decide किया कि नहीं इसको नहीं मारेंगे.
नहीं
और सारी एडियम की आंखें ऐसे बड़ी बड़ी हो जाती है, ये क्या हो रहा है, ये क्या हो रहा है, ये क्या हो रहा है.
और फिर ड्यूब कॉस्ट्यूम, और फिर ड्यूब कॉस्ट्यूम का प्रॉब्लम हो जाता है कि इसका ड्यूब करें.
करेक्ट करेक्ट, वो भी है. बट यार
रिक्वायरमेंट नहीं दिया था इसका, तो रिक्वायरमेंट को तो चाहिए था ड्यूब. सो
दादा,
टू मेनी ड्यूब्स,
माय प्रॉब्लम्स इन लाइफ, माय प्रॉब्लम्स. यस, नो, आई वाज जस्ट सेइंग दैट एवरी एक्शन शूट वी वुड डू, I would just be so stressed because I'll just be like, sirf do dupe, Bhagwan, please, aur mat mangwana, please. I hope it just works out in two dupes. It's not even mine. Like, you know, like, they've given a requirement for two dupes. We only have two. But I would be stressing out, you know, I'm just like, why can't we just make use of this one costume? Why do we have to use two costumes? Why can't we just keep this costume for later? Yeah. Action.
But we have reused kafi kurtas and everything.
Kitna silvaya.
नहीं लाइक इधर मान लो अभी इधर गोली लगी है तो उसको उल्टा करके फिर वापस.
बाबू यूज्ड टू रन ड्यूरिंग एन एनी एक्शन सीक्वेंस. आई रिमेम्बर बाबू यूज्ड टू जस्ट बी ऑन हिज टोज रनिंग बिटवीन द वार्डरोब सेक्शन एंड गेटिंग ऑल हिज क्विब्स इक्विप्ड रेडी फॉर द नेक्स्ट, लाइक यू नो अभी ये यूज हो जाएगा तो यहाँ रेडी खड़ा है बाबू, तो नेक्स्ट कॉस्ट्यूम रेडी विद द स्क्विब. दैट वाज हिज लाइक एक्शन डेज वेयर बाबू यू गॉट टू सी हिम इन लाइक full contact sport mode.
Going by the location of where all you guys shot, how is it shooting in the last scene? Where is it? I have no idea. Where is that shot?
Jagodam. Okay, that's in Banaras. Mirzapur. Okay, actually, Mirzapur, right?
Mirzapur.
Yeah,
Mirzapur
border.
Border.
Border this side.
Okay, it's a very hilly terrain. So I'm assuming there was a base somewhere like far off and you know, they were shooting. How was that?
The base was like the base was 100 kilometers away from where we were shooting.
A
little exaggeration. No. Base was here, set was here. Yeah. And like who has to walk up and down is me with all the
other.
Yeah.
Our favorite.
How was that, Zara?
Yeah, I'll tell you something, okay? Struggles of being a second is that once your actors are on set, right? So you have no work. Technically, you don't because, I mean, everything else is taken care of. Now, the director looking after the actors, they're doing rehearsals. And then we had Swayam and Babu on the juniors. So I didn't have anything to do. So what my only job was to take an actor up and down. Like, wahan se susu karana karna hai, to niche chalo. And then getting someone up from niche. Like, those three days were horrible for me.
Four days. Ek hamari barish karun
gaya. But Jagodam was right.
Babu, how was that shoot for you? That last scene, because there are a lot of people holding guns and there is a shoot going on. Like they're literally shooting on each other. So how was that for you?
It was pretty stressful because the thing was ki we were the weather. So basically we shot that scene for 4 days and we shot an extra day because it had rained. And the problem on those 4 days were that it was cloudy. So technically we were losing light, you know, so we had to get everything done very fast. On those 4 days was that the weather was not with us because, you know, and also it was damn hot. You know, our feet were literally burning. And we had a lot, logistically, we had a lot of things to take care of. Like we had a lot of juniors. We had juniors and we had stuntmen as well. And it was the first time in season two where we had the most stuntmen in a day. So, you know, so the choreography of it and everything, we had to nail it down to the T. Reason being because that was, first of all, the climax of it. That's how season two is ending. And even on our discussions with the action director and with the directors, we had covered almost everything, but still while you go on a location and when we try to execute it, it works a little differently. So, you know, things change, you know, there's certain nuances which, you know, you never get to see what's on the script and comes on how you execute it. So those challenges were something, and, you know, and for me, it was technically that I had to basically, and everyone was getting shot. So, you know, which includes all the main character actors and, you know, except Guddu and Golu, even Munna, AKT, everyone. So the thing is that you need to get, you know, the squibs ready, and the squibs take time even for the doubles costumes. So logistically, this were the big tensions, along with how to get the scene right in terms of, the biggest thing was coverage of that scene. Because it's an action scene, it's a climax, how are you going to cover it? So, you know, all those things at the end of the day was the biggest challenge for everyone, actually. Mm-hmm. Continuity was one thing, like, you know, how are we seeing? Achha, ye Sharad ke guards bhi aa rahe the, you know, inke angle se wo. So, for Raghu, also, it was very tough, like, in the sense, you know, ki kaise samjhe ki, you know, there is Guddu and Golu's gang, there is Munna and AKT, there is Sharad's gang, so all those things, you know, culminate into one big ball of, you know,
जगह भी बहुत बड़ी थी
ना जगह भी बहुत बड़ी थी पंकज त्रिपाठी फॉर अ सीन एंड ही वाज नोवेयर टू बी फाउंड सो एवरीवन स्टार्टेड लुकिंग फॉर हिम basically 5 minutes later we find him sleeping under a tree. The guy fell asleep. Wo tak itne content hai life mein ki wo so gaye.
Mujhe actually ye puchna tha ki tum logo mein se sabse favorite actor kaun the set pe.
Munna bhaiya
mere to pankaj ji
na bhaiya aise Munna
acting wise bol rahe ho ya fir like sab. Just like the person
sab.
The person
I think person hi bolungi in on set humko acting se kitna hi farak padta hum log sunte hain hamari zindagi sudhar do
Shivendu 100%
I like Rasika Duggal
as a person
and Divyendu as well Rasika Divyendu as
the most
actor.
Chill guy like most the most fun actor I feel
I think Vijay Verma was like really hot, and when he used to be in that Bharat Tyagi wala costume, I would just look at him and I would just be like, this beautiful person. You know, he would just not get ready on time, and he would always just like take his own time, and it used to be so frustrating. But then he would walk out of the vanity in that Bharat Tyagi avatar, and I used to just be like,
But isn't it because they were nice to you, you like them? Because you, all the actors made your life really miserable, Zara. I am sure.
No, I mean, like, see, like, no one was like an A1 crappy person. Mm. They all had their moods. And, like, I know that, like, I don't know what, kya soch ke, how they woke up and what mood they entered the set. But the whole thing was that I can't piss them off, right? Like, actors. Yeah. So, like why I love Divyendu is that he was, you know, like, he would not he would not waste time. You know what I mean? Like, when he had to get ready, he would get ready. And he would not have those faltu ka tantrums ki main nahi aa raha. Or if I'm giving him a 5 minutes heads up, he will be ready in that 5 minutes. Like, he will be walking out of the vanity in 5 minutes. So, like, these small things really make your day, because also, if an actor is crappy to you, then you sort of do not really enjoy the whole process. But if an actor is really sweet and says, well, theek hai, main manage kar lunga and like cooperate with you and a lot of things, then it just makes your life
easy. Suraj, you were also in the post-production, right? So yeah, how is that experience, doing the post for Mirzapur?
I mean, it was fun. It was quite hectic. I did it for the first time. And me and Saurabh had this really good understanding that he was handling sound, everything related to sound. And you know, dubbings, like scheduling the dubbing, like, you know, basically that for the actors. And I was looking onto VFX and music. So yeah, I mean, I learned quite a lot of things in terms of how literally a small thing can change so much into a frame. Like even things in VFX and all, I mean, bahut sari sari aisi cheeze hoti hai which you don't realize, like, you know, while you must have shot, but then you see, oh, yahan pe ye scope hai karne ka. Like, you know, you can just do that and stuff like that. So yeah, it was quite good that way. Quite hectic though. Like, I mean, I don't know if I would be ready to do that again sooner. But
next,
it was quite fun.
Next shoot pe Suraj will be like, ye kar lenge, post bhi kar lenge.
पोस्ट हो जाएगा बहुत सारी पोस्ट की स्पेशलिटी ये है कि जो फकअप सेट पे हुए होते हैं वो सारे के सारे सॉल्व हो सकते हैं यहाँ पे किसी भी तरीके से नोबडी विल एवर कम टू नो एंड यू नो पोस्ट में वैसे भी बिकॉज योर
प्रेप के टाइम पे यू नो फकअप हुए होते हैं वो कैसे करते हो तुम कब
वो नहीं होते वो तो हो गया जो था वो है बट इट्स वेरी इंटरेस्टिंग दैट यू नो स्क्रिप्ट के टाइम पे सबके साथ सोच रहे हो कैसे होगा क्या होगा शूट के टाइम पे ऐसा लगता है कि ओके हमें ये चीज मिल गई है मूवी बन गई है पोस्ट में एक्चुअली में पता चलता है ओके बहुत कुछ करना है देयर इज अ लॉट ऑफ वर्क
एक्चुअली इट्स वेरी इंटरेस्टिंग सूरज बिकॉज़ यू नो वन ऑफ द थिंग्स दैट रियली स्ट्रक मी ऑफ मिर्ज़ापुर वाज आल्सो द सबटाइटलिंग बिकॉज़ मोस्ट ऑफ द हिंदी सबटाइटलिंग को रेफरेंस ये ध्यान में रखे किया है कि ये फॉरेन मतलब पीपल हु डोंट स्पीक हिंदी विल वॉच इट सो दे आर नॉट गोना अंडरस्टैंड द रेफरेंस सो द रेफरेंसेस हैव बीन चेंज्ड कंप्लीटली व्हिच इज रियली इंटरेस्टिंग बिकॉज़ मैंने सिर्फ उसके लिए ऑन रखा था वो जनरली ऑन नहीं रखते व्हिच इज वेरी इंटरेस्टिंग इफ यू हैव एनी स्टोरी हां इफ यू हैव एनी स्टोरी
नहीं ऐसे कोई स्टोरी तो नहीं है आई मीन द टेम्पलेट वाज सेड ड्यूरिंग सीजन 1 एंड दिस इज हाउ दे वेंट अबाउट इट आर ईपी अब्बास सर इज a really good speaker and I think he speaks a lot of languages so his like his
there's
a big input of his lehza hai bahut sari cheeze hai so there's a big input from his side that you know like a lot of things in subtitles go through him
like that's really awesome because it's also one of the first few web series in India so it's really nice
and it's just very interesting like you know
quite fun
yeah
I can not sure but अब वो मतलब हाँ फनी लगता है कि हाँ वो नहीं है तो भी याद तो आती है कभी कभी कि यार हाँ
हाँ मतलब the process the idea of adapting to a new process in the middle of something is quite intriguing मतलब तुम लोगों ने कर लिया basically you guys pulled off something that
हो गया
never thought हाँ हो गया
okay
okay great so I think we will come to our last bit that anybody and everybody can answer is your wildest fuck ups on Mirzapur's set
or anecdote
fuck ups to bahut hai lekin yaad nahi aa raha kaun sa
I think we I know kaun sa batane like I think Rohit remembers I want to ask Rohit
one, start with Rohit yeah I think the for me yes I think that was my major not I wouldn't say this personally something it was because that was very collective but since I was a very big part of that so it was my responsibility as well it was basically mixing up the date with the action director he was also playing Basti Bahubali the character
inka hi naam hai Nand Kishore guddu hai guddu
right
50-50
yeah
and by in dhoti is also the action director his name is Manohar Verma
Manohar Verma
okay
yeah, so yeah so on the day so there were like on the days so on the on some days he was the action director on some days he was the actor it was like that and so on one of the days he wasn't the action director for the climax sequence there was only dialogue bits so what happened was so I was given the action dates and the other second AD was giving the actor dates, the base second AD. So what happened was there was a mix-up, miscommunication between us. We had actually informed Manohar, sir, but it was verbal information because the schedule was also changing. The days of the action was also changing till the last moment. So we had verbally told him, ki, achha, sir, aapko, aapka action ye din hai, aapka acting wala din ye din hai. And what happened was, ki, and Manohar, sir, is some of that got jumbled up or something. And we did not put it on mail or WhatsApp. That's only that specific thing. And it, you know, bit us back. And so on, just before it, I think 2 days before shoot, I just called up Manohar sir to ask, you know, achha, hum ye kar rahe hain, wo kar rahe hain, just to finalize things because there was some rigging work as well. So I said, achha, sir, aap aoge na dekhne ke liye. So he said, ki, ha, kyo nahi, main toh nahi aa raha because I'm already on a different shoot. I said, sir, first I thought he was, you know, aise mazak mein bol rahe honge. And we got, like, I got to know first ki he was not joking, it was for real. I thought that was the last day of my career. Like, you know, iske baad to mujhe koi kaam nahi dene wala because, yeah, no, actually, because yeah. I got so scared. Like, yeah. You know, I was shit scared.
So then what happened?
So I went and informed the second AD base, Shikha, because she was also handling the actor dates. So I thought, ki, you know, she should be the one to know it first. So we discussed first ki hum kaise kar sakte. She called Manohar sir. Manohar sir ko bola ki sir humne aapko date bata diya tha. But we did not put it on mail or WhatsApp. So there was no proof, you know, nothing as such. So it was a fuck up from our end, technically, at the end of the day. And so we informed the first AD. Then, you know, the first AD tried to solve it. It did not happen. Then it went to the directors, to the EPs. Like, I remember Guru sir calling Manohar sir and asking ki ajao, but you know, it was very unfortunate ki the director had to, you know, take this step. But but somehow we managed it. But so this was that was my biggest fuck up which I was part of. Yeah.
Great.
Fine.
Zara, do you have?
Yeah.
Great for the show.
Great. No, so I think one of like every day was like a new fuck up every day. So much so, like my first AD Rohit would be like, 10 days, give me 10 days without a fuck up and I will take you seriously. And I was just like, I can do that. 10 days is fine. And I think that never happened. But the biggest one was, which I think is the biggest, one of the biggest, is one of the ones which happened like initial days of shoot me. There was a brief which I had to give to a particular actor who we had casted for a role. And I forgot to sort of tell that actor. And just one night before, so the next day we're shooting with that character and I'm calling that character and I'm like, send me your current picture. And obviously the current photo did not suit what we wanted. And now I'm thinking, okay, Zara, 8 days of shoot ho gaya, you enjoyed Mirzapur, you enjoyed this production house, you know how it works, now you're going to get fired. So I have like prepared myself, I'm walking to face my first AD and like, you know, hear him scream at me. And I'm thinking, fine, it's okay, I'm done. Like I have mentally thought about it, like done. And that's actually when I realized how, like what a team, like the whole XL family was, the Mirzapur 2 family was, because they were, I mean, no one really like yelled at me and said, get out or get lost or anything like that. In fact, it was very like, okay, so you do realize you made a mistake. I said, yes. And I remember Rupali coming to me, our EP, and this one thing she told me, and I've always carried that with me. She said that, okay, you've made a fuck up, but like, don't look so stressed. Because we will work it out, like own it and then just breathe and we'll sort it out. Like the shoot will not stop because of this particular thing. And I just, that gave me so much confidence, you know. She was like, no matter how much you are dying inside, like your outside face should be like good face. So yeah, that was one of the things. But then nobody knows. So yeah, all's well that ends well.
Yes, most definitely.
Ek din tha bahut interesting when we were shooting Tripathi Carpet Factory, which is in Bhadohi, near Banaras. So, wahan se second unit was shooting in some खेत वेत फील्ड वील्ड में जाके हम लोग शूट कर रहे थे. सो देर वॉज दिस वन पर्टिकुलर सीन वेयर दिस कैरेक्टर फ्रॉम सीजन वन कम्स अगेन, बिहार मैन जो बेसिकली गन्स बेचता है और ये सारी चीजें करता है. सो वेंट देर एंड मी प्लान दिस शॉट विच needed a lot of people and we had only two people who were next to him, one who had a phone and the other guy who was bathing him. So ab kya kare, aur log leke aane hain. So we collected people from the fields jo bhi idhar udhar aate ki aapko shooting karni hai kya, aapko shooting karni hai. Ek hamara driver tha jinka naam tha Fekan Yadav, he was a local from Banaras, he still calls me. So Fekan Yadav came in ki sir main bahut acha nilata hu. Like, aap aa jao. Aap aa jao. And the guy, who, the actor was also a local production guy. So these guys kind of knew each other. So un logo ke beech mein bhi kuch Tom and Jerry type ka chal raha tha while shooting it. But the most fun part was that hum log ne unhe jo bola, wahan ke khet ke logo ko, un logo ne kisi cheez ke liye bhi mana hi nahi kiya. And they were there with us for like 3 hours. And they shot with us. Like, we got another 7 to 8 people in that shot. जो एक्चुअली में ना जूनियर्स, दे जस्ट केम फॉर द फन ऑफ इट कि अरे शूटिंग हो रही है हम भी आएंगे.
द पावर ऑफ कैमरा,
द पावर ऑफ कैमरा.
इंटरेस्टिंग.
आई थिंक इट वाज द मोस्ट, आई थिंक मिर्जापुर से ज्यादा टफ शूट ना मैं, आई थिंक हो सकता है, पता नहीं हो जाएगा तो पता नहीं, बट मिर्जापुर के बाद आई हैव डन लाइक अनदर वेब सीरीज एंड इट फेल्ट लाइक द मोस्ट कंफर्टेबल शूट टू मी. You know, challenging, and basically you're always on the edge and you are so in so much duress with a difference, you know, there's a lot of different kind of people working together and so much duress, such extremities, but still, you know, you come out on the other side. And I actually fell ill by the end of the show. I didn't even attend the rap party. I had a huge FOMO.
Mirzapur could be like a film school for you, Swayama.
In a lot of ways, it's actually school of life also, in a way, not just film school, because you learn so much on the sets, you with different dynamics. And again, I'm emphasizing on the fact that everyone's so different. I mean, we all had our differences and still, you know, there was, we actually, and I made such great friends. I mean, Kalash is not here. He was a part of our behind the scenes team. And we all had like such a fun time after rap. You know, we all anticipated after rap so much. कि पता है इतनी मरवाने के बाद एक पॉइंट आएगा जहाँ पे हम हंसेंगे साथ में बैठ के, बातें होंगी, फीलिंग होगी, थोड़ा कल के लिए वापस होगा रीजूने. तो दैट वाज ऑल.
लाइक आई जस्ट रिमेम्बर द लास्ट डे वी वर शूटिंग विद देवेंदु, लाइक दैट वाज हिज लाइक लास्ट डे विद अस एंड एज पार्ट ऑफ मिर्जापुर. एंड आई रिमेम्बर लाइक व्हेन आई वेंट टू गेट हिम एंड आई वाज लाइक, सो यू नो हाउ यू हैव टू अनाउंस दैट एक्स वाई जेड इज वॉकिंग दिस वे. So I was like Munna Bhaiya walking to set, and Devendu was like, for the last time.
That's this week's episode of Wild Tapes. We'd like to thank our amazing team. Our logo and artwork is created by Vikas Singh, and the incredible music is by Devraj Mahal.
Don't forget to join us next week for another episode. You can also follow us on Instagram and write to us at takeswildtapes@gmail.com. Thank you for listening.